You're listening to 91.5 WDBK FM Blackwood, Camden County College Radio.
The following program does not represent the views of Camden County College or 91.5 WDBK. Bursting yonder, where the sports season never takes a playoff. Jarrett George and Jake Moriello have you covered with news, debate, and much more around the sports world. Here's Jake and Jarrett.
This is First and Yonder. Welcome back. My name is Jake Moriello. We got Jarrett George in the studio as my co-host, and my other co-host is Corey. Guys, this has been the busiest offseason that I've ever seen from the NFL. So, what do you guys think so far about the free agency from your respective teams and around the league?
What's going on, Corey? It's nice to have you here with us, brother man.
Hola.
Like you asked, Jake, I think it's fair to... I look at a couple of teams. The biggest one in the room, the elephant in the room, if you will. I think looking at Chicago with what you're doing with Justin Fields, moving on, really setting up the table, bringing in Keenan Allen. I'm sorry, brother. Bringing over Keenan Allen, but just setting it up, for a perfect landing spot to, when we see too many confusing situations at quarterback, we maybe don't want to give him too much. Chicago, I feel, is doing a pretty good job at the number one overall pick, making it known that they're bringing a young cat in, and there may be a little diffusion in the locker room, but they're trying to do what they can to settle it down. And, Caleb Williams seems to be locked and loaded at one to me.
100%, he does. Yeah, actually, he just got a great weapon in Keenan Allen. Might be the best receiver in the league, But I'm a Chargers fan, so it's biased. Very biased.
Yeah, I just think the Bears, this was my first initial thought with the Bears before they unloaded on Justin Fields, and that trade was by far the worst trade. By far, what they got out of Justin Fields, everybody has been talking about the value for Justin Fields. We were like overvaluing his talent. Maybe a second round pick we would get back. No, that's not the case. A lot of teams maybe weren't interested in Justin Fields that way. Chicago viewed him maybe to get back a better pick. And Pittsburgh, they had to unload on Justin Fields. But with Keenan Allen, when that trade came in, I thought they would keep Justin Fields. But now, with that move, after I saw that, I was like, okay, Caleb Williams, that's his guy. Because at the pro day, at the combine, he saw his new weapon in Keenan Allen. So that's no doubt. But looking at around the league in the NFC East, I gotta take my Philadelphia Eagles, man. I just Washington got better. The Giants, they have to go through their quarterback controversy. And they got to take on Daniel Jones's contract, and they just lost Saquon Barkley to my Eagles. So I just think offensively, I think we're the fans of Philadelphia and around the league are going to notice something different with this offense. Saquon Barkley is just a up through the center type running back outside, and when he catches the ball in the passing game, he just is a different cat. But guys, what do you think of the Eagles' moves so far?
The Saquon one, talking about him, you just go look at your competition over on the other side in the NFC West. You go look and see what San Francisco did a year ago, bringing in Christian McCaffrey. making the offense as easy as possible. You know, obviously already with Debo, Ayuk, George Kittle, Christian just added a different wrinkle in Shanahan's offense that really is just taking them to another gear. And I look at that the same way as Saquon and Philly. I said this to Avery over text. I really like the idea that he kind of just comes in and makes it easier for Jalen, right? Like, this doesn't have to make the offense more complicated. But, hey, it's second and short, first down. All right, let's just hand the ball to 26 real quick.
So you're saying that you're going to get rid of the tush push because they got Saquon Barkley in there?
Saquon. I doubt it.
Yeah, they wouldn't get rid of
that.
They definitely have to keep the they definitely have to keep the toss push.
Yeah, Saquon just adds a different element. As long as like I'm looking at his numbers right now, I've always thought he was always injured, but to me he's only been out 1 year. Mm-hmm. So he's always been healthy. This would be the best offensive line he's played behind, like my co-host said, told me about. But my question with y'all is just the quarterback. Is he gonna be healthy this year? Can he deliver? Because, you know, you can't run and win a Super Bowl. You have to put the ball in the air and pass it.
That's a good question, because even though I'm an Eagles fan, Jalen Hurts, I think just had a bad year. I just think so. When you have a guy like Brian Johnson coaching this team and offensively, and there was a report that Jalen Hurts just ignored his play calling and just did whatever. I don't care what the situation is. But now you have Kellen Moore, and I want to ask you, good thing you came on, because how did you like Kellen Moore as your OC last year?
Do we have enough time for him to get into Kellen Moore?
You know, in the beginning, I liked him week one. Then I realized, you know, we're running the ball too much. The running game didn't work for us. Like, we couldn't run the ball for nothing. And then when Austin Ekeler went down, we still tried to run with Joshua Kelly back there. The offensive line just wasn't blocking. I love Justin Herbert to death. Keep the ball in his hands. Let him lose us the game rather than the running game lose us the game. That's how we lost against the Jaguars a couple years ago. Now, he wasn't our offensive coordinator then. But his play, Kellen Moore's play calling is a little fishy to me, too, at times. Like, say the first drive of the game, we'll come out and do six passes. We might score a touchdown. Our next drive, we come out here and do three straight runs. Now we're looking at fourth and seven. We have to punt the ball away. Why? Keep the ball in Justin Herbert's hand, my God. But
so what you're saying is we should have kept Brian Johnson.
No.
And no. he was worse than Kellen Moore. Y'all got to upgrade. Y'all better scream, please.
I just had a number.
If you care to play a little game with me right now.
Go ahead.
In the Eagles' offense, I only know this off the top of my head because I was talking about it at work yesterday. They ran a total of 150 whatever amount of plays. Out of those, we'll just do 3,000, right? We'll ballpark it. Out of 3,000 plays, how many were designated wide receiver screen plays? I have the exact number.
1,750?
1,750? That's a lot. Come on now. That's your guess? I mean, that's what it felt like.
It can't be a lot, though.
What are you actually watching every Eagle game?
Actually, no. Because I'm thinking of, because they definitely did a lot of tush push, and they definitely did a lot of RPOs.
Yeah.
I'll say maybe like 750.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah! No, that's an accurate guess, brother. You're right on the nose. I mean, I'm probably a little off. Is that 700 per wide receiver?
700
for wide receiver. Out of 3,000 calls in a season, and 255 were designated to your running back.
Brian Johnson did like those RPOs screen with the running backs and those screen plays, which didn't work because the defense already knew what was coming, because every week we ran those same plays.
Yeah, I'll play a little devil's advocate with BJ because he was trying to take a little page out of Shanahan's book, and he was trying to, you know, just make the offense as easy as possible for Hurts in the sense of, all right, I'm just trying to get the ball out real quick, little 3-4 yards, just trying to make something out of nothing here on maybe what was second and long, first and long off of a false start or something. But he really tried to predicate, all right, we have A.J. Smitty, Quez Watkins, DeAndre Swift, Dallas Goedert. Like, there's a lot of playmakers to be had here. And I'm not trying to say, you know, wide receiver screens is going to get you to the Super Bowl. But go look at San Francisco, and you see that Brock Purdy and the way that he distributes the ball, it's rarely over 20 yards. All right? And Jalen Hurts, knowing who he is as a quarterback, you shouldn't be asking this guy to throw the ball 30, 35 times. Like, that's just not in his game. We know who Jalen Hurts is. Like, we don't need to keep playing this game. It's been a development issue with Jalen and really seeing the field. And BJ tried to do a little bit of both, but when you're paying a guy as much as the Eagles were paying him, you try to turn your identity to being a quarterback instead of less of who he is, instead of being what Steichen had him being, RPO, run central, and we're really just going to run the ball down your throat. Now BJ's here. All right, let me try and, all right, I have a quarterback who's making $350 million. We have to throw the ball whether I like it or not.
Yeah, I mean, there were numerous disagreements with whatever the reports were saying. This is a new season with new coaches, and Corey, do you think the Eagles, looking outside of, I know you are a Chargers fan, but looking outside of the window, do you think the Eagles made enough moves so far to really say, okay, Howie Roseman really took this offseason personally?
I would say y'all had a good offseason. Like, y'all probably had the best offseason of any franchise right now, even though the Texans did have a quietly good offseason, too, right now in free agency. But the Eagles, the biggest question is the quarterback. That's the only thing. But Jalen Hurts last year, to me, he didn't look 100% healthy. On, like, 2 years ago during the Super Bowl run, some of the plays, I seen him run the ball, try to run the ball last year in the read option. He would just slide down. The year prior, he was putting his shoulder down and trying to get extra yards. So to me, he didn't look 100% healthy. But I would say if he's 100% healthy this year, the Eagles could be dangerous, even though.
You know you can blame that on the money. Hey, they paid him all that money. They said, you better get down. And no more going ahead first. Hell no.
I mean, if he fails, you know, we got Kenny Pickett, but.
Can't be serious.
No. I'm just joking. Because Kenny Pickett. You know,
Stop.
He threw six. Kenny
Pickett is a good,
right?
Is a good quarterback too.
Stop it.
I think if you're someone a good quarterback too, what does that even mean? Right? Like that's
okay.
No, I hear.
Let me go beyond just saying good. Okay. Nick Foles, he's a. I'm not saying Kenny Pickett is going to lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl win. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying that Kenny Pickett is not a starting quarterback in this league. He's just not, but he can still play.
I can play, I believe, you know?
Listen, okay. If you put Kenny Pickett on the Niners, okay? On the Niners.
Don't
try lightly now.
Yeah, on the Niners. Go ahead. Continue.
He's going to look like he's going to be slugged in the pool bowl.
Now, why did you just say that? Now, go ahead. Explain why you said that.
Because I feel like Kenny Pickett is not a guy who can lead a team to winning a lot of games. But if you, he's a system quarterback, which means if you pluck him, if you put him in the Niners system or the Chiefs system, you could.
We're going too far right now.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Okay.
The system is Patrick Mahomes. Put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands, he'll win you the game like he did in the Super Bowl. They gave him that read option, he took off.
You need a quarterback that you know, fully built roster, and Kenny can kind of just do the occasional things to move the ball.
Yeah, get somebody a cup of water.
Look at what the Niners did. They signed journeyman Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah, we know his role.
Yeah, his role is he's a system quarterback. He tried. He did well with Arizona. Somewhat. He tried to repeat the. He tried to repeat the process over in Minnesota. That obviously failed. But
the second he learns the playbook, he goes to the Shambles.
Right.
Yeah.
But he signs with a Super Bowl contending team
to be the backup.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying with.
Oh,
Kenny Pickett.
So I got a question. Would you say hypothetical right here, right? Jalen Hurts gets hurt. Knock on wood. Do you trust Kenny Pickett to come in and win you that game?
I mean, we trusted.
I mean, we're in March. We're in March.
Okay.
I mean, Kenny Pickett doesn't this need to win early. A game right now. We don't know what the team looks
hold on,
like.
They hold on.
We don't know.
We trusted a few years ago or a while back, the Chip Kelly era, Sam Bradford, Mark Sanchez. Why can't Kenny Pickett do what
you
they
guys
do?
We trusted them as much as we trusted Trevor Siemian. We had no choice.
But okay.
Well, Kenny Pickett, we're moving on.
Moving on. Yeah, this Kenny is I made my point. That's it.
Kenny Pickett.
Yes, all right, so obviously the obviously the offense is not the one area that I'm concerned about at all. Okay, that's not why we lost games. Okay, well, to a certain point we did with the offense, but the main concern was the defense, the way they played. But I give them, I can't blame them too much to us. I can blame them, but you literally had two defensive coordinators who didn't know where they were playing, putting these players into position. You had Matt Patricia, who, by the way, got in a fight or an argument probably with Darius Slay back in Detroit. You know, I'm saying fight. I don't know what they did.
I think he was telling them he doesn't want him working out with other NFL players.
But listen, Darius Slay didn't like the man.
Not at all.
And you had Sean Desai, who was clueless. So we can't really say, like, those Georgia guys, like Carter, mm-hmm. Davis, mm-hmm. Kaylee Ringo.
Nolan Smith.
N'Kobe Dean.
N'Kobe Dean. Those guys are going to have big years.
Yeah, they're still young.
Kaylee Ringo might be sitting on the bench still because of the way Darius Slay is playing. James Bradbury, I just can't stand that guy. He is on one of the worst contracts. Please get him off this team. But Kaylee Ringo has a chance to start, but you have Isaiah Rodgers, who could slide into Amante Maddox's role and play. But the additions that Howie Roseman made, okay? David White, Orion Burks, who was a death piece, and Tyler Hall, cornerback, he's a death piece. Zach Bond, those linebackers, he didn't value linebackers before. And now he's just investing in them this offseason. I think Devin White, I understand other people are saying, well, he's like, you know, not having a good year. He might not do well. He's 26 years old. He's not going to fall off at 26 years old. He's still a star player. He won a Super Bowl in his rookie year, 2019.
Yes, he did. Oh, y'all got and him?
He fits you guys a lot. You know, for a defense, you know, for as much as you guys love the blitz, you're a blitz-happy organization as you are, you don't really like to send them off the edge as much. But you do like to send him up the middle, and that's exactly right. What Devin is. You know, he's a glorified inside pass rusher, if you will. He doesn't miss a lot of tackles. And, I mean, honestly, I kind of look at this as like a perfect – if anything, this is a learning piece for N'Kobe. He can really sit back another deer, play on special teams, you know, whatever that he's got to do in that case. But really just learn with Devin White, same size, same speed. You know, they play the same way. That'd be a perfect, you know.
Right, and Nolan Smith, who – struggle with injuries, and N'Kobe Dean, who had that as well, can learn from that guy and do well. And we got C.J. Gardner-Johnson back, who is obviously better than Sidney Brown. And you got Reed Blankenship. And the Eagles have to draft a safety. They just do. And the Eagles, they don't need a cornerback right now in the draft because they have depth pieces. Kaylee Ringo could be rising up. So, okay. Looking at the NFC East and looking at these additions, the Cowboys, they are going to struggle unless they make replacements. Do you think Corey and Jared, do you think the Cowboys have enough pieces right now to compete for the playoffs?
Yes.
They still got Dak at quarterback.
Who'd they lose? Tyron Smith?
Well, they lost Tony Pollard, who had a down year. Okay. Down year.
We'll draft someone like they always
and do. And they released
Stephon Gilmore, right? They lost him. He's still a free agent.
We just looked him up. He's a Cowboy.
Yeah.
Huh? But Gilmore, okay, I'll say this in the cornerback position. After Diggs went down, Bland had a good year.
Led the league in interception. Year.
So when Diggs comes back healthy, you got Diggs and Bland.
Diggs is overrated to me.
Okay, understandable.
Diggs is overrated
to me. Understandable.
He goes for the picks. He gets beat on double moves. I don't.
2 years ago, he's turned around a little bit.
I didn't watch a lot of Cowboys game last year, so I don't know if he still does get beat on double moves. But I know he let Mac Jones torch him when his rookie year or whatever.
But they are so desperate for a running back. I saw a rumor that they could be bringing back Ezekiel Elliott.
For cheap? I mean, half the reason why you were where you were last year as a team is because you were letting Dak throw the ball 45, 50 times a game anyway. LVE left. I mean, you're still rocking with a bunch of linebackers that are undersized and really good at dropping back into coverage, like Marquise Bell, and I'm blanking on the other two. But, I mean, really, I look at them as, I mean, the only person they lost is necessarily Dan Quinn and Tyron Smith. Them as a whole, Dak, CD, Mike McCarthy, the defense, DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, Trayvon's going to be back, Deron Bland. It's you, San Francisco, and the Eagles. Well, yeah, you. San Francisco and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see the Cowboys. They just lost their linebacker to a retirement.
I mean, yeah, you lose LVE, but you didn't really have him for the entire year last year. And
understandable.
Three young cats.
But now you have Eric Kendricks. But he's not as good as he used to be. Like he's just a depth piece next to Parsons. I mean, they just released Michael Gallup a couple of days ago. So
are they really using him anyway?
I mean, no.
I mean, I understand you don't like the Cowboys, but like, I mean, I know like we all. My big thing is this entire summer so far, or spring at least, is that people are pointing the finger saying the Cowboys aren't doing enough. The Cowboys aren't doing enough. Well, for the first time in what seems to be 10, 12 years, they're finally taking a step back, not throwing at money at all the problems they think they have. They have 11 draft picks. 11. Like, that is a lot with a team that has the core of their team. They're like Pittsburgh and Kansas City in the sense that they don't really like to make a lot of free agency ads anyway. They like it to be homegrown, like it to be brought up from the youth.
Which is fine. But that's not they're going to take a while to, you know, develop those players. The Eagles are ready to win after a disappointing season. And Washington is a team to watch out for. Dan, I know a lot of people might say,
what makes you like Washington, but yet we question Dallas?
Because Dallas, okay, Dak Prescott is a better
compared to what could be a quarterback for Washington?
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott could be No. It's a lot better than the quarterback that they will get. But the defensive line is better. The offensive line is better.
Washington's is better than Dallas?
I think so. Oh, they lost a couple pieces. Disagree.
They just traded their whole defensive line away, right?
They well,
Chase Young.
Montez Sweat. They only have Deron Chase, and Jonathan Allen.
Chase Young went to the Saints. Right. Mm-hmm. But Chase Young, that just proves that they made the right move of, you know, releasing Chase Young. Because he's getting a neck surgery. And neck surgery, he's getting a neck surgery and playing in the NFL is difficult to come back for. It is. You saw with that linebacker for Dallas, and he had to retire early.
Shout out Trent Williams.
But looking at my hot take, this is my hot take. And I'm supposed to go for the announcement here.
Probably gonna do an announcement. Oopsies.
We got a CCC live announcement. The Accessibility Center provides support services to students with disabilities attending Camden County College. At the Accessibility Center, we strive to create an environment that recognizes differences and build self-advocacy and independence. If you are a student with a disability attending Camden County College, you can connect with the Accessibility Center by calling 856-227-7200, also the extension line 4430, emailing accessibilityservice@camdencc.edu, or stop by and visit us on the first floor of Taft Hall. So, welcome back to First and Yonder. We got Jarrett and Corey and myself.
You.
And this is my that could be a hot take, honestly.
Washington one?
Washington.
Yeah, it is quite the take.
Hot take. I just have to like point that out there. But by you mentioning the teams that could go to the Super Bowl, like the Niners, the Eagles,
Kansas City's in there too, Baltimore.
I'm talking the Chargers. No. The outside of the NFC. In the NFC.
I only got the Niners.
I got another team that could go far.
I'll say it on three. I think I got the team.
That's it.
Do you want to say it?
Yeah, one, two, three.
Packers.
You said Packers? Yeah. Look
at us. Listen, listen, that's my sleeper team.
It's my baby.
I was just looking at them.
You won me my first fantasy championship.
Yeah.
Listen, Jordan Love? Uh-huh. Oh my gosh, I love Jordan. I just love it. If I had to pick a team to have my second team as my favorite, sorry for the Broncos and the Chargers, I got to go with my Packers. Did you know that Bo Melton won my fantasy league last year? I got to get a jersey of him. I just have to. That receiving core is going to be good, like really talented, quick feats, but eventually down the road, they got to ask for trades because they're true number ones. They are.
They're young.
They're young, and they must. They can't keep them all.
They have
because they got it.
Because the wide receiver ones at receiver?
Yes. Wicks is good. Reed is good. Watson is good.
Independently good. I don't think I think they're all nice twos. I think we still have to wait to see if Reed and Watson fully develop.
We'll see. But after seeing them last year, I just have to say that comment.
Yeah. They got a young upcoming quarterback. He can really throw the pill. And Josh Jacobs. They just got Josh Jacobs. That's big.
Josh Jacobs is a huge upgrade over Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is still good. He went to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only move that Minnesota made. Minnesota is going to be a mediocre team. But the Packers, they got, even though they lost their two offensive linemen, they still have depth. They might have to draft a depth piece, but they got a safety in McKinney. They got Josh Jacobs, which I said, and they got bought back AJ Dillon, and they signed Robert Rochelle and Keyshawn Nixon, two young cornerbacks who are good.
And they're already pretty young with Jair, Corey Valentine, Eric Stokes.
Valentine and and Alexander. Jair is so good.
Yes, he is. He's funny too.
Yeah. But I just think the Packers could cause some issues for teams. I mean, the team in the NFC that are just rising up as well and could be a sleeper team is the Falcons.
Are you saying that because their slogans rise up?
No, I didn't.
You didn't play that?
No, I didn't.
That was good.
The Falcons. Why do you say the Falcons?
What do you mean, why? Good defense, Jesse Bates, AJ Terrell, good defensive line, Drake Young, Bijan Robinson.
Okay, I think that's Kyle more Pitts, questionable of...
And Kirk.
I think that's what...
Not about the same.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins, brother. Kirk Cousins!
The quarterback is the most important position in football. We all know this. But Kirk Cousins...
What if I told you he gets to play against Bryce Young twice a year, Derek Carr twice a year, and what's that other team? Oh, yeah, Baker Mayfield. Yeah, okay.
Hold on. So
then they just won their division.
Wait, hold on.
They just beat the Eagles in the playoffs. Routed them.
Sure, Tampa. Sure, Atlanta with Kirk. I look hold at on. Them like they're better than Tampa.
Dak Prescott has more wins than in the playoffs.
Are you? Huh?
Okay, that's true. He has just one playoff win, but that doesn't matter. The talent is he's way better than Desmond Ridder.
He is, but any given Sunday, anybody can win a game.
But, sure. Then why are we having this podcast?
No. Wait, yo, what has Kirk Cousins proven to y'all that y'all just say Atlanta's going to rise up as their slogan?
Well, no. The idea that they're making pieces and making moves, I'm not making them a Super Bowl winner. That's not where any of this is coming from.
No.
I just agree with them that they're making good strides. That they're, you
know, yeah, there's just a sleeper team.
Oh, a sleeper team? They can stay asleep.
Sleep. No.
I hear what you mean, because it's like when you look at Kirk and you look at his entirety of his career as a guy that we laugh at when he's playing primetime, a guy that's usually 8-8 and he's throwing, 10 interceptions, the only 20, 22 touchdowns.
Okay, his time in Minnesota, right, he had at one point Diggs and Jefferson.
No, I don't think they were on the same team.
For 1 year, I think.
I can know that for a fact.
No, you're right.
Thielen.
Diggs and Thielen.
That's right.
And I want to say they might have had a tight end. Might have had a tight end.
Oh, who's that tight end? Yeah.
Hawkinson.
Yes, yay. That they traded to the Lions. Yes.
Yay.
But yeah. The point is...
And Delvin Cook.
The point is, when Kirk Cousins was in Minnesota, throwing to wide receivers, just the wide receivers, don't do you justice. And let me explain. When you don't have a good offensive line, you're going to pay for it. You just do. I don't blame Kirk Cousins one bit for his time in Minnesota. The front office should have did their job to build around that offense. And they failed. And what Atlanta is building is way better than what Kirk Cousins had in Minnesota. I know Kirk Cousins had Justin Jefferson and is way better than what the wide receivers they got right now in Atlanta. But they got rising stars. Like, you got Drake London, who could take a step forward. I'm not saying he's going to be on the same level as Jefferson this year, but he could be. He could be. And then you got two good wide receivers, a true number two and a true number three, Randall Moore and Darnell Mooney. You don't grab those guys if you don't think you're going to be good.
Not even not going to be good, but you know, you address, you know, you see that your depth chart isn't the greatest thing in the world, and you know, you're only cooking with Drake London and maybe even a Jeff Hardy, I think was the other receiver I saw. But you do your best to make it known that Kirk's going to have the free open ability to come in here and throw the ball 35, 40 times a game. You didn't want to limit him to just Drake, Kyle, all right, Bijan, we're going to run the ball occasionally. Who's the other one? I'm blanking. Bijan Robinson and he ran for Tyler Allgeier. Mm-hmm. The two of them, you know, you don't have to predicate it just off of we're going to play action. Let's really get out of the Arthur Smith ways and let Kirk Cousins come in here and throw the ball 35-40.
And I think Kyle Pitts is going to have a big year
it's
too.
It's coming. Yes.
Big year.
Coming. Yeah. We can all agree on that. Is that the first thing we'll agree on? Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts.
I was about to say, y'all didn't mention Kyle Pitts. But then you said Kyle.
Hold on. Use these two hot takes that we just that I just mentioned and you just mentioned in the show for next Thursday for everyone.
With the Kyle Pitts or the Falcons? I don't agree with the Falcons.
No, the Falcons.
We don't agree. Well, I don't agree with that.
That's a hot take.
We'll bring it up though.
We can bring it. They won't even win their division. I guarantee it. Like Chuck,
hold on,
like
hold
Charles
on.
Barkley be saying.
Tampa Bay didn't do anything except extend Baker Mayfield and Evans. Who? Looking at the Bucs, I don't care if they beat us in the playoffs. I don't blame the Eagles players one bit. It's all the coaching.
Coaches call plays, players execute.
Hold on. Vic Fangio is a way better coach than what we had last year, and Jared can back me up on that.
Yeah. Why? Because he coached for the Broncos?
Well, Vic, he's just better than Sean Desai.
He's good.
Looking at what... I wrote down every team's additions. Mm-hmm. And the Saints, they got Chase Young, who's going to miss most of the season. Michael Thomas, they just released. And Tampa Bay, they lost Shaq Barrett, Devin White. And then they signed like, depth pieces.
And Sean Murphy Bunting.
What did the Panthers do?
Nothing.
Yeah, but they're rebuilding.
I don't know. What did they do?
They're just rebuilding.
Uh-huh. Signed Lloyd Cushenberry, our center, and then signed the guard from Miami. Oh, my God. The one who caught the play that didn't count.
Jordan Fuller.
No, Hunt. Robert Hunt. The Dolphins.
Yeah. And then they got Deontay Johnson, who is... Their wide receivers are better. But they traded Brian Burns to the Giants. And the only good thing that the Giants are doing is building that defensive line.
Brian Burns makes no sense.
Didn't even get a first for that, did they?
It was third and a five.
All right, so y'all are saying that this is the Falcons' division to lose
today. Sure.
On paper,
yes.
Adding Kirk Cousins,
but
gotcha.
But obviously, we don't know what the season holds when the season starts. Yeah,
but right now.
I just think Tampa Bay just lost a lot of players. The Saints, they got
a... That's a slippery slope. They better nail this draft class. Right. They are in some deep water.
They got rid of Jameis, right?
Jameis is gone. They still got Derek, though. I mean, the problem is that they've been drafting what they thought was okay in the last 4 years, and Trevor Penning at left tackle... I mean, minus what? You have to go back to the 17 class with Alvin Kamara, all of them. I mean, it's been a while since they've drafted a nice draft class, not just being defensive line.
That's right. Alvin Kamara was once a top running back, and
now he's 30.
But at some point, what I look at each team, if you lose a lot of good players and you don't sign back in free agency, any good players that could help you, you better be good in the draft. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because if not, you're going to be one step back than the teams you are playing in this season. That's it. And looking at the NFC South, it's Kirk Cousins or that's it.
Okay, understandable.
But I understand why. I understand the other side of it with Kirk Cousins because he won one playoff game. But you have to look at what he did in Washington and in Minnesota on his own. And you just, at some point, you just can't do all of it by yourself.
Yes, you can. Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, don't do that. They even have
Okay.
Defense. Patrick Mahomes. Travis.
Not even if you are the great one, you're not being carried.
Look, okay, Patrick Mahomes is
Tom
just
Montana,
one of...
Montana, Manning, Favre,
he's
Steve,
better than all of them. Never care.
Patrick he's Mahomes is...
Conversation for another day.
He's better than all of them.
Hold on, do you guys agree with this? Patrick Mahomes is literally Brett Favre. Somewhat Brett Favre. Because whenever I see him play, he reminds me of...
He's got half the interceptions he does touchdowns, if not like 100 less.
I'm not talking about stats. I'm just... The way he just runs around, it just reminds me of Brett Favre for some reason. And that could be a terrible take. But
yeah, I don't see Brett in him at all.
But the first thing that comes to mind is, okay, Brett Favre. I don't know why.
He's his own breed.
Yeah, I was about to say, Patrick Mahomes is his own person.
I mean, really, and I'm not even trying to bring it up, and you're going to laugh, but I look at Mahomes and I see Elway. I see a guy that can make something out of nothing at all times. And he was carrying what was a terrible 80 Bronco team all the way until the 90s.
I could see that, yeah. But... I'm trying to stretch this out because in the next, after the CCC, we're getting into his division.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we can save
Patrick. That's my division, too.
We can save Patrick Mahomes then. That's the best quarterback in the league. We can save Patrick Mahomes. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, but, well, Patrick Mahomes, okay, rank the top quarterbacks in this generation.
In this generation?
No.
About to take a deep
In the NFL right now.
Oh, right now?
I'm sorry.
Top five. Mahomes. Yeah, we can all agree. Mahomes is number one.
Yeah.
I can't put him in order, but I can give you five.
Okay, that's fine. Numbers. I don't care what...
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Lamar Jackson. Joe Burrow. Aaron Rodgers.
Miss him.
I got to put Justin Herbert in there.
Thank you. This would just be my top.
Now I got to stop this because you, Mr. Dak Prescott, over here with one playoff win, and you sit over here, what's Kirk Cousins going to do? I'm sorry, the only thing Justin Herbert has to his resume is a blown lead to the Jaguars. Let's not start pointing fingers and say that Justin Herbert. I'm not going to hear the Kirk slander and the Dak slander. And you're going to bring up Justin Herbert like he's praise be to Jeebus. He's not.
Now, Justin Herbert does get accountability for the loss because he's the leader of the team. But coaching, play calling comes in the hand. Coaching and play calling comes in the hand. That first half, what were we doing? We were passing the ball. We come on the second half running the ball to waste clock. We punting the ball every other time. Keep throwing the ball.
He's got to have excuses because he knows his quarterback doesn't have the backbone to keep doing it.
Keep throwing the ball. Why would you stop doing what works? That's idiotic. That's why he got fired. And then we brought in Kellen Moore, and what did he do? Want to run the ball, too. That's why he's out of here. I hope Jim Harbaugh doesn't have the same game plan.
Even though I know
he wants to implement this running game, put the ball in Herbert's hands.
So you know Frank Gore thing.
Yes.
All right. Just rank the quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes. There's no ranking, no order. Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen. And then, number five. And that's hard. I know it ain't Jalen Hurts.
You could have made it easier and bumped out, you know, that fraud in five, and you could have gave yourself two more spots. But
not at all. I got four for you, not five. I got four. Like Dak Prescott's brother said, I have four.
All right. So my top five is Mahomes, CJ Stroud.
Yes, he just drafted my top five.
Joe Burrow, Lamar, and Josh Allen.
Why do y'all have Lamar in y'all top five? If y'all don't mind me asking.
Because I'm basing it. Because listen, I'm basing it off of what I saw last year. That's what. Because even though I think my quarterback Jalen Hurts is in my top five, he has to show me that.
Because Lamar is the reason why any scrambling quarterback gets taken higher than they should be. That's why.
Lamar just don't got weapons. I believe he actually found out how to throw the ball. He just doesn't have the weapons around him.
You know, what always made me mad with him, with Lamar, you know, and I don't want to go back all the way to the 2017 draft class, but when we were calling him a quote-unquote running back, receiver, or playmaker, that was never far-fetched, but the idea that he couldn't throw the ball, I mean, when you look at the end of the year and see 55 touchdowns in a college season when there's 12 games to be played, I mean, it always made me laugh. Lamar's my boy. Lamar's probably my favorite quarterback in the league.
Y'all don't have a quarterback.
Jared, we have me, Jared Stidham.
All right, guys. Another CCC Live announcement. Did you know we have a fully equipped fitness center right here on the Blackwood campus, located inside Pampio Gymnasium and attached to the basketball court? The Wellspring Fitness Center is dedicated to serving all of the health and fitness needs of Camden County College in a welcoming and supportive environment. Open Monday through Friday, it is free of charge to all students, college personnel, and alumni with a current ID card. Free services include complimentary fitness assessments, exercise technique, instruction, and workout programming advice. Pop in and check it out today. All right, so if you guys want to go to that gym, you can. So
I love you, Jake.
I mean,
if you want, you can.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
But that's what we meant. We're sticking out. No,
it's
me,
all good.
Me and Corey, yeah,
I right here. What you mean?
All right, guys. So this is where I want to talk about, and before I get into your division, AFC East, it's the Jets division, honestly. Even though Buffalo could be considered to win that division, they just lost pieces, man. Good pieces. And even though they got another safety back, I think the Jets grabbing Mike Williams and that tackle from the Cowboys, it just will make Aaron Rodgers' job much easier. You get a true number two in Williams. You get a Wilson to play his game without any.
Williams might be a number one, man.
Now you're wearing that Charger hoodie a little too tight. No, he's not the one. Garrett is the one.
William might be
I just said
one,
a name and he's like, no.
Are you sure Mike's going to be healthy to be the one?
I mean,
yeah, let's play that card.
All right.
We never know, you know.
Mike Williams. Okay, he's shown me flashes of number one. Okay, I'll say that. But Wilson, you can't disrespect Garrett Wilson like that.
I didn't disrespect him.
But in his role with, okay, talent-wise, he could be number one. Mm-hmm. But in his role with the Jets, he's a number two.
Which one? Which guy is the number two? No. 1A, 1B.
Mike Williams, I'm sorry. So what do you guys think of that?
I love it. You know, an incredible defense they already had last year. And now, you know, you just presume that the story of last year actually happens and doesn't just go down the drain in the first 5 seconds like it did last year. And, I mean, it's all guns ho. You know, you had it last year, and now you add Mike Williams. Breece Hall's presumably going to be healthier. And you get Mekhi Becton out of there. Now you have an actual trustworthy Tyron Smith, played the first entirety of a season of his career. There's not a lot of holes for this team. I was saying it before we came on. I wouldn't be surprised if they're a dark horse maybe to trade up to five with your boys. Maybe go get a little bit more of a Harrison Jr.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, you talk. About,
like that.
You want to talk about pushing all your chips in to go really win a Super Bowl? Aaron Rodgers with Garrett, Marv, Mike Williams.
They do defense. Need a wide receiver in the first round. They do.
Who are they giving a sauce? Who are they giving a sauce?
Well, Joe Douglas and Jim Harbaugh are like best friends, so you got to worry about that one.
That's tampering.
No, that's tampering. They're buddies. So he's like, oh, hey, I kind of want to move back. I don't want to make this pick at 5. I don't want to make your fan base mad because you're going to get a tackle. So go back to 10 so you can take the tackle. And the Jets are going to take the receiver at 5.
This could be the year. This could be the year that Joe Douglas finally makes his work pay off.
And this is year.
This is it. And you still have Zach Wilson. I think he's trying to make a trade.
The Cougar. Hunter.
But I don't know why you would take on Zach Wilson's contract.
To think Come that on. Justin Fields went for a 6, Zach Wilson's probably not even tradable.
Come on. And you're saying Kenny Pickett can't do the job? If I would rather have Kenny Pickett than Zach Wilson on my roster. Come on. He doesn't take his job seriously.
He threw more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
By 1?
2.
Oh. Okay, 2.
Golf flat.
But, like, Miami, they got a lot of work to do. They do. They just do because they lost not only Xavier Howard, Jerome Baker, Andrew Van Ginkle, but they also lost Vic Fangio. So, but they did gain Barrett. They did pluck Jack Driscoll from the Eagles, depth piece, and they signed safety Jordan Poyer. So that does add some veteran in that role. But it's the Jets, to be honest with you, to win that division. The Patriots are rebuilding. Buffalo, they lost White, Poyer, and they just need, and we don't know what's going on with Diggs, Saquon Diggs. And I saw a rumor during the season that Diggs might one out, one in, one out.
He's the definition of wide receiver drama.
He's
and it's not a bad thing. It's just when you have a premier receiver like that, 9 times out of 10, they're gonna act the diva that they're paid to be. And Stephon's just, I mean, you can't even really get mad at them. When they were winning their games, they went on that 8-9 game winning streak towards the end of the season, running the ball all the time. Gabe Davis was getting a handful of touchdowns in the first 5-6 of those games. I mean, James Cook was cooking, Dalton Cook, Dalton Kincaid. It really was everyone minus 14. And I bring this back to the general managers need to start getting control in their locker room. You need to tell a buddy to sit down. You're going to get paid. You're going to get the ball. Relax.
Some of them fantasies. Some of them fantasies. That he doesn't get the ball. And now he's really a diva on the sideline.
You have no idea what. If I'm a general manager or a owner or, and my player acts like that, I would say, okay, I gave you a chance here, and you're just not doing what you're supposed to do. I understand you want the money, but we're not going to give it to you right now. And if he doesn't. And I understand that's not how it works now because of the whole player controlling, like star players. But that needs to happen. Like, going a little bit off topic, okay? The best owner that I've seen, not in the NFL, but in hockey, from the 60s all the way till he passed away, the Flyers, Ed Snyder. He was by far the best owner that I've ever seen. Because you know why? If a player, if a team loses a game and his players just acts out or he just goes into the locker room, throws a trash can, and he's like, what are you doing? And calms them down. He was a nutcase. Ed Snyder. And you need an owner like that in the NFL.
So you're saying you need somebody who's crazy?
Someone who's dedicated.
I mean dedicated. But
Jerry Jones, right? Jerry Jones, isn't he dedicated?
He's too dedicated. You got an owner with his hands too much in it.
Yeah, I see him on TV more than the Cowboys.
Listen, the Cowboys, and I'm just comparing owners. When I think of the Patriots, I think of what team is kind of similar, not in championships form, but with the owners being more involved, I think of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones and Kraft. They're just involved. You just need someone else to run that team. The Patriots are not going to be good until Robert Kraft sells that team. I guarantee you that. And same thing with the Cowboys. So, okay, we have 5 minutes left. Give me what the Chargers should do in the draft, and I'll go to you about your team, Denver.
What the Chargers should do in the draft.
The ball. Give him the receiver.
Quentin Johnson and Joshua Palmer isn't going to do it for you. I'm sorry.
Good. You never know. We have the best. We got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That's all you really need, in my
eyes.
That's true. But with our fifth pick, I've been hearing rumors that we might trade it. We might trade down to the Vikings. Might get 2 first rounds for that. But if we keep the fifth pick, I'd rather go with offensive linemen, just to beef up the offensive line, so Justin Herbert doesn't take that many sacks and doesn't get hit that much. But we really do need a receiver. Marvin Harrison is there. Take him. But we can always trade down because this is a draft with a lot of receivers in it. I'm not going to say you can miss on it. Like, you can't miss with none of these guys because it's always you can always get hurt, injured, be a bust. Quentin Johnson
So what if in the draft you do what the Eagles did with A.J. Brown in the draft? Like, trade for A.J. Brown during the draft. What if Cincinnati calls you up and says, hey,
I'll do you one better. You get Stephon Diggs for the number 5th overall pick.
Oh, that's...
No.
Really?
Yeah, how about... No. Hey. How about Higgins? T.
For our 5th? No, we might trade a 2nd round for T.
But what if you missed on Marvin Harrison? What if Marvin Harrison
goes to
4?
Now we go offensive line, or...
Okay.
Or Brock Bowers is still there. We can get him.
I literally had to ask that. I like that. You could go either way. And Jim Harbaugh, I'm not questioning the Chargers because he knows how to build a team. He's been at Michigan for like 8 years and finally won. But, which I'm not down on that. I just love the way he built that team. Jared. For you.
Oh, me.
With
Chargers?
No, the Bumble.
Oh, sorry.
No, no, no. You could add if you have.
You were gonna ask, sorry.
With Denver.
Oh.
Your team.
I mean, you could be boring and you could go McCarthy or Bo Nix, right? You could have what you guess is a quarterback fit with Peyton, but where I'm at, if I was the general manager, I really sit back, maybe even hear a couple offers out for 12. Just go best player available, whether that's Bowers, Teron Arnold, Jared Verse, Dallas Turner, really whatever route you want to go, offensively, defensively. You get lucky enough for a Roman Dude, Malik Nabers. I want to see Sean just continue to build, depth, defense. I want it to keep being a Sean Payton roster, like you said, with Jim Harbaugh roster. I just want it to get all the ugly stuff out, and I know he's 30, but probably a little 3-4 years before we should have did it. But once you get Justin Simmons out of the building, it really opens up my eyes to go, all right, this isn't – Sean Payton's not just here for next year to be, let me just spend all this money. No, he's here for the long haul, and I think there's a potential that we're looking, Roman Dunze, hopefully, Teron Arnold, Jared Verse, and next year you're going Shedeur Sanders because you're not going anywhere anytime soon. You can laugh. not going anywhere anytime soon. But the Chargers aren't. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. The Chiefs aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And we can both agree the Raiders aren't anything. So it's meanwhile, while they have their little dance and they have their time under the sun, you get to sit back and load up. And
I totally agree. Sean Payton, I don't know why that guy gets too much hate. I just love that. Okay.
Because he's cocky.
Okay. I love coaches like that. Have you seen? Okay, I saw this. This is off a little bit. This is off topic in hockey. The Flyers head coach John Tortorella. Have you seen that guy?
Dude's a bad man. Bad man.
We need that type of guy in that NFL.
We had him with Mike Vrabel, but the Titans said, "What you mean?"
To elaborate. Like, what do y'all mean? But I don't watch hockey. My bad.
He's very much. It's not a superstar. You know it's John Tortorella's team. Like with the Patriots. You know, like as much as they had Belichick and Gronk, not Belichick, right? They had Brady and Gronk and whatever players on defense. You knew it was Belichick's team. Tortorella, it's Tortorella's team. Mike Tomlin, it's Mike Tomlin's team. Like, you know, they have the majority. Central. Yeah.
So like the Lions?
Oh, yeah, with Dan Campbell. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Dan Campbell, for example. Yes.
Like Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco.
Okay.
I can't believe I forgot about Dan Campbell.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, my goodness. That's
like a perfect example. The kneecap killer.
But, guys, thank you for coming on. This is the second episode of First and Yonder. My name is Jacob Moriello. We'll see you guys next time. Jarrett, Corey, thank you.
Love, everybody.
Go Chargers.